power sneakers. I'm out of tune, them power sneakers. These that good, just ain't that easy. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Take a nap in a spin attack. Be that good, just ain't that easy. He is a Mr. Wonder Man. He's a Mr. Wonder Man. Wonder Man. Wonder Man.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega? Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds!
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. Yeah. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
Check it out.
This is
Fast Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Good evening, I'm Fastfeet, and welcome to Fastfeet's Phone Mix. We're on episode 4. So yeah, it's been another week, been keeping busy. I've been getting lots of things done on the site. Things have been going on well, so yes, good evening to you all. And I thought we'd come back with plenty more goodies this week. A bit more prepared this week, I like to think, but we'll see how the show goes.
Done.
Yeah.
What?
you gave me 2 seconds and you just blew it straight away. Right, so I'll introduce my culprits for the evening. You're going to interrupt me by the sounds of it. Okay, joining us as usual is SJ, Scott.
Hello.
And we have Joe, a different returning with us this week again.
It's coming.
Yes, and we have Gonny joining us this week as well.
Yeah, you got my name right.
And we also have Spawn of Jack joining us, also going to be a future Radio Sega DJ as well.
How you doing?
And we've also got a caller, RoboChow, who's joined us as well.
Hello, I'm a dude.
Well, at least you're so kind to admit it. Yes. A little bit special this week because we've got Scott joining us this week, SJ and Gonic, and they're also staff members now, so Fast Media. They've just joined up and they're helping out on the site. So if you have a look at fastmedia.net, you'll see their latest entry as such, really. So yeah, they'll be adding updates to Fast Media and keeping it a bit more fresh as well. Taking me a bit more time to work on the busier stuff as well, really. But yeah, I'm going to call this episode the favourites episode because I think we'll go through talking about favourite things, I suppose, really. Rather than just games. But yeah. So I started that. Yeah, last week we were talking about elections and crap like that as well, really. But we'll move on from that this week. We did stumble upon sort of 3D TV last week, and surprisingly, not that many people knew about 3D stuff going on. But anyone read into it anymore this week, or
just actually no, I was concentrating on other stuff.
Fair enough. We did a 3D evening where we work this weekend, and it's been pretty good. But everyone's just like, yeah, we'll buy 3D in like 4 years or something. People are still like, what's high definition? Yeah. Have to see that. There's lots of like bits and pieces because, like I say, I'm more intrigued about the 3D gaming side of things, really. So working 3D perspective from 3D games to play. So there's bits and pieces of floating about, but I haven't seen any sort of firm confirmations going on at the moment as well, really. So that's something to watch out for, because when we start getting 3D games, like, what we'd say like true 3D games, is going to be quite interesting. And that's something that truly will make your eyes bleed if you play Sonic, if it goes that fast. So yeah. Okay, well, those of you listening to Radio Sega, you can send us requests, of course, as usual. We'll be in the IRC chat room. You can find out more about that on radiosega.net/shows.php. And you can also request via Twitter, @FastFeetMedia. And we'll also say hello to everyone who's in the chat room this week. You've got Sega Mark, Gabby, Resident SD, Biafra, Cobra the Best, D'Artagnan, myself, Gonic, Leo San, Mr. Stream, M Tails, Rad, Red Tail, Retrix, Robochow, Shadid, SJ, Sonic the Hedgehog, Spawn Jack, and the Joiner. Hello to all, and Robius with us or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, mixed opinion about 3D stuff in there at the moment. Resident SD thinks 3D game would be the killer. And we've also got Mr. Stream saying Avatar was shite.
I don't know, I've never seen it.
No, I haven't seen it either. I haven't seen it in 3D either. No, you know, wasn't wholly bothered.
CGI was impressive, the story was rubbish.
What was?
Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. If we said CGI, I'm like, isn't it? Sort of, you know, computer graphics. So, yeah.
I think everything should be back. Like, this one person that admired the use of robotics in films, like Aliens and stuff. The movie Aliens and the Terminator. But CG is starting to look a lot less appealing nowadays.
I love watching. We've got like a little cinema display at work, and put Transformers on all the time because it looks really cool and kick ass. Robots rule as well. Outside of Sonic games, perhaps. But I mean, take Virtual Arc Networks, for example. Speaking of which, there's rumours around that Scott brought to my attention again. Quite a hot tip on news at the moment, it would seem, that there might be a Virtual on 4 appearing on Xbox Live Arcade or some new rendition appearing where you can have 2-on-2. Usually Virtual on is just 1-on-1, like the normal battler beat 'em up game. So it will be interesting to see that, because that's one thing I've really wanted to play in Virtual on, just to have more people fighting against you. It just sounded like you were screwing up a piece of paper, but the piece of paper wasn't a piece of paper, it was your keyboard instead, just sort of trash compactor. As usual, no one's yet to annoy me yet, but they know that I get the hag of the week.
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes you do.
So yes, you'll get that later on if you annoy the crap out of me. If not, I'm gonna have to point my finger at someone just as for funsies, I think, really. But also on top of that, don't forget we've also got Sounds Like Sega as well this week as well. 6 newer tracks which have been requested. In fact, it's largely just my selection and Gonic's selection this week as well, really. What seems to be the case with Sounds Like Sega at the moment is that people are requesting a track which they think they should put on, but they do it like 5 minutes before the show or something. And I'm like, I can't put it together now. I've got to spend about half an hour editing it together. So if you're going to ask for someone to be on Sounds Like Sega, do it a bit more in advance. You know, you could do it now and it'll be in next week's episode. Just don't do it, you know, like a few hours before I start doing this, because I've already put it together. So the sooner the better, basically. But there does seem to be a lot of music out there which should be the Sounds Like Sega games, or should be Sega game music. More specifically, I think we're going to focus on music that should be in Sonic the Hedgehog 4, because Gonic, you're saying you've heard the entire soundtrack and you're not overly impressed with it. But of course,
no, it's all on Fast Beat Media.
Yeah,
you know, why I don't take it.
So yeah, I mean, of course they could change it between now and then. I doubt that, but
yeah, it's real.
The second thing, if you think of it this way, there's episodes 2 and 3, so they can get their ass in gear and sort it out for that, really. So
yeah.
Yeah, you wonder what the music in the background is. It's something Sega Mark showed me on Newgrounds a while back as well, actually. And it's an artist called Andy Shan, and it's called Sega Gaga, Gaga, Gaga. It's an awesome little track, but it's just a little sort of medley of Sega sound effects, really. It's been mixed together, so it's pretty sweet. So, yeah, okay. Shadid and Retrix have thrown a couple of requests my way, so I'll get on to putting those in a minute as well, really. So yeah, I don't know, you guys, you take the lead in a second while I'm sorting this out. What have you been up to this week?
Well, myself and Gorek has pretty much been given jobs on CrossFit Media. We've also put our own thoughts on specific things. post Gonic put his idea of the soundtrack to Sonic 4, and I went on about Sonic 4 and of course Virtual on 4 Force. Let's give it this full title. And pretty much that's it.
What about you, Joe? Did you rank? You been blowing up any shit this week?
Well, this week wasn't that bad. I actually had a general chief of staff in my post. Also got into Portal and beat it, and like, I'm disappointed. But then again, they're coming out with Portal 2, so that's definitely going to be something interesting.
Cool. Excellent. Yes, and we'll also be adding in some extra sound effects this week to the show. I've got a chance to add in a few extra, so if we go really quiet, you're just going to hear this.
Silence.
And just crickets going off in the background. Unfortunately, my co-host can't hear any of the sound effects or anything I'm playing, which is a bit of a shame, but...
Yeah, it never works through Skype.
Well, we couldn't rig it that way, unfortunately. And much as I could show you the sound effects and all the cool things beforehand, that's a bit pointless, you know. Ooh, have a listen to some sound effects. Yay. I'm sure you got much more fun things to do. So, yeah. Okie doke. Right, well, I think we'll head off back to a small musical break and come back shortly. But we're going to stick a couple of requests in here. We've got Data in a USC 2001 at Seaside Street Gallery Mirror and Skies of Arcadia Final Battle. So they'll be playing now and we'll be back shortly. You're listening to Fast Food Spermix.
I wanna goodness, goodness, give me chaos instead. Give me chaos. I'm big, bad, and mean. Give me chaos. And my egg-o-matic machine. Give me chaos. Those emeralds have messed with my head. I'm sick of all this goodness, give me chaos instead. I'm the epitome of bad, and all things gone wrong. Please listen to my story as I sing you this song. Sonic says I'm demented, he interferes with my plans. But with my Chaos Emeralds, I'll take over this land.
Give me chaos.
I'm proud to be me.
Give me chaos.
And my Robotnik team.
Give me chaos.
Those emeralds are messed with my head. I'm sick of all this goodness, give me chaos instead. I know you love Sonic, think he's a lovable guy. But I know he's a dumb one, and he's rave, I don't buy. So just like all of you, Sonic and Tails are too nice. You know you should be more like me, cold as ice.
Give me chaos.
I'm big, bad, and mean.
Give me chaos.
And my egg-o-matic machine. Those emeralds have messed with my head. I'm sick of all this goodness, give me chaos instead. I'm more than a genius or a mad doctor. I'll show all you goodniks, and that Sally, I'll fix her. Just try and stop me and my formidable robots. You can't stop me now, cause I like chaos a lot.
Give me chaos. Give me chaos.
Awful lot.
Give me chaos.
Extremely fun.
Give me chaos.
It's power.
So. Give me chaos.
I'm proud to be me.
Give me chaos.
And my Robotnik team.
Give me chaos.
Those emeralds have messed with my hair.
Give me chaos.
I'm sick of all this goodness. Give me chaos instead.
Give me chaos.
I'm big, bad, and
give
mean.
Give me chaos.
And my egg-o-matic machine.
Give me chaos.
I'm sick of all this goodness.
Want to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
And welcome back to the Fomix. So yeah, that was a few people there just going, what the hell is Fast Beat playing at the moment? probably because you'd never heard it before. We literally just had Junsunu and Crush 40, Open Your Heart. And that was a Tokyo International Forum live version. That was the conference where the Dreamcast was announced, where they came on live on stage and rocked out. So, yeah, it was sort of before Crush 40 was came. But, yeah, it's a rare track, which not many people have heard. And before that, just because I felt like making your ears bleed a little bit, that track was actually from Sega World Signy, a live performance that they did at Sega World, and it's called Dr. Robotnik and Give Me Chaos. So yeah, it's a bit awful, but I felt it deserved a play, just for hilarious, and everyone found the Gabby response pretty hilarious. What the fuck?
What the Nufkin say? What the hell?
Yeah. And of course, before that, we had Skies of Arcadia, Final Battle of Opportunity, and Data in the USA 2001, Seaside, Street Galaxy, or I Wanna Fry, 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 Fry High Remix. I was wondering why that one got picked in particular, but there's this obsession growing in the Radio Sega RC room with wanting to fry high. I think next time we meet up, I might bring a frying pan just to go boom and just... I fry you hot now. So yeah,
damn English.
Yes,
that's just too awesome.
It's all good in the hood.
And now in the IRC, they're all going on about the Gimme Chaos song.
Yeah, there's actually a couple more tracks from that as well, because that was part of a live stage performance. So there's a Sonic one and there's a Sally Akon one as well, I believe, as well. So if you want me to play that, do you really want me to? I can. If not, you can subject yourself to it by downloading it from www.farsomedia.net/downloads. Speaking of which, actually, let's just head over there quickly, because there's been a bit of a change. Now, admittedly, the most recently added downloads have been buggered up and they don't work for some reason, but I'll fix that tonight, hopefully. But the downloads chart we have has changed around quite a bit. There's been a lot of downloading going on, obviously, in the last 4 weeks, and I haven't been paying too much attention to it. But the downloads chart's changed quite a bit. Now, I'll just run you through it from the top 20 that it is. But number one is not going to change, because it's the Sonic CD high definition videos. A lot of people wanted to see those and download them. So much so that 10,591 downloads is at top place. The next place is Sonic CD again, a different opening, but it's only at 1,372 downloads. Not sure exactly where all these are from, but some of the highlights I can say is that Sega and Sonic All-Stars Racing has come up to 13, and some of the Mission Menu music has been downloaded nearly 500 times as well now. Camelot Castle, Fever Molina, I'm not sure what game that's from, but they've worked their way up to 4th and 5th places respectively. 19th is Saturday Night Sega, its first episode. That's actually managed to work its way into the charts. It's been downloaded 400 times nearly now. And Sonic CD, You Can Do Anything remix has been number 15. So there's been a bit of a shuffle around there, really. So, yeah, interesting to see what people are downloading. But, yeah, things are shifting around. Let's see who can claim, I think more realistically, is 4th or 5th spot, because you're going to have to download like crazy to get up to number 1 or 2 or 3. I don't know, we might run some sort of promotion for that.
There's going to be a big underdog on this. It's going to be Flying Battery Zone in Sonic 3. It's going to come from out of nowhere and go to that spot.
So technically, 4th is going to be the first for music.
Well, the downloads chart is music and video at the end of the day. We've got a music and video chart, but the music and video sections need revamping a little bit. And we've only got like 5 albums in the music area, and we've got a fair few, we've got a number of videos in there, really, but we need to start adding more. And that's why Gonic and SJ are on the site now, so I can start doing stuff like that. So, yeah. So hopefully that will change in the near future. Other things, I'm keeping an eye on Twitter as well at the moment, and just seeing what people are saying about Sonic the Hedgehog at Sega, if you can do that. See what people are talking about at the moment as well. Here's a chap called Sonic on Social who just goes on and on. Yeah, apparently that's a bot, actually. That has made a lot more sense now, because I actually tried contacting that. Interesting. What else we got here going on? Hurricane Hayes said, I just ate Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't know what the hell that's about. Hedgehog for dinner. It's a bit gamey, but yeah, it's quite nice. We've got Marcellus Cutlers making chili dogs Sonic the Hedgehog style. Put a link to it possibly. That could actually be me.
I think you took your notes from the first season.
Let's just see what that is actually. Oh no, it's a Sonic Underground clip. I'm the primo chef for making chili dogs, as I've proved in the show. Yeah. I know that anyone's tasted them but me, but yeah. But on the side of Sega, we've also got, we were just saying that not a lot's going on with Sega at the moment, and I know summer gets towards sort of a quieter time of the year in the games industry, but Sega just don't have a lot coming out at the moment, which is a bit of a shame, really. But the only one thing they've announced recently is there's going to be, they've just titled it Sega Action Game. I'm imagining just someone in Japanese going, oh, there's a Sega Action Game! You pitch that occasionally just with the executives in the Sega room, just like, obviously, just not speaking Japanese, but just saying, hey, we should do this, and just like, no. You should draft a few of us from the community and go, what the fuck are you talking about? You should be doing this and this and this. Except we can't just speak Japanese, and they don't understand the word we say. So yeah. Right, I think it's time to give the first play to Sounds Like Sega. Now I'm gonna just post the names of the tracks afterwards, but let's go ahead and play Sounds Like Sega for this week. That sounds like Sega. Just want to know what the tracks were, from start to end. Deftones Passenger, Unknown Cowbell, Yellow Card, The Takedown, The Chemical Brothers, Just Get Yourself High, Zebrahead, Falling Apart, and Pendulum, Salt in the Wounds. Deftones Passenger sounds like, it should be like the beginning of a Sonic boss, I reckon. The other one, Unknown Cowbell, I don't know what the artist is at all, but I managed to acquire this track a while ago. It sounds awesome though. And that sounds like it could be from Jet Set Radio or something like that, possibly. Yellow Card, The Takedown was asked by Gonic as well. Again, something Sonic, I imagine there. Chemical Brothers, Just Get Yourself High, I reckon sounds like it could be in Vector Man. Zebrahead, Falling Apart, again by Gonic as well. And that's, again, Sonic, I'd imagine. Pendulum, Salt in the Wounds, also sounds like it should be a Sonic boss. So that's the Sounds Like Sega tracks for this week. We'll play them a bit later on again, just so you can have another listen as well. But of course, obviously, be YouTube any of these clips, you'll be able to hear a full version, I imagine. Someone's probably uploaded them, apart from, say, the unknown one. So yeah, that Sounds Like Sega for this week as well, really. Yeah, Well, yeah, of course, keep throwing in some requests. I need to go for a couple of minutes as well, really. But we're going to go, it's a favourites episode, so we should be talking about favourites as well, really. Now, we were going to say to start with favourite drinks. So, IRC room, and anyone wants to post it at Twitter, at Fastfood Media. Favourite drinks, I suppose we'll get alcoholic or non-alcoholic, because I know a certain someone will just start saying, yeah, I like this alcoholic drink anyway. I don't know, Ribena is pretty high for my favourite drinks, to be honest, really. It's pretty awesome. I also thinking of making alcoholic Ribena at one point as well. Never been tried, I haven't tried it, but I wonder what that is like. I don't know, what do you guys think?
I'd have to go with the Three Philosophers. It's the Belgian drink. It's kind of like a mixture of beer and champagne. It kind of makes it corked up, and it's like a cherry creek. Pretty good stuff. Local brew.
My favorite drink would be cherry sours mixed with lemonade. I don't drink much anyway, but you know.
Anyone else?
Hold on. I've got a bit of a problem here.
And my non-favorite alcoholic drink would be Sprite. Just to fill in the silence.
Sorry, we can bring the crickets in if we need to get silent again. Yeah. I don't know. Let's have a look. We've also got like things like Pepsi, Cherry 7-Up. Cherry 7-Up's not a bad one.
I've tasted like Tango Cherry.
Non-alcoholic, I'll say Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, Mothron agrees with you with Dr. Pepper there, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Pepper's nice.
Sega Mark throws in the Jaeger bombs. Northern Gold. Fuck that is.
Well, Sega Mark would choose something alcoholic, wouldn't he?
Yes, that's special someone. Special episode there. Yeah, everything is fizzy. I barely drink fizzy drinks, probably because I've got horrible teeth as well, and they would fall apart if I drink anything like that as well. But, yeah, fizzy drinks are pretty damn good, I suppose, really. I don't know. Right, I think we're good for enough musical break as well, really. Keep throwing in the requests, because I still need a few more. But in the meantime, I'm going to bung some Michael Jackson on, and this smooth criminal from Mega Drive. So, yeah, we'll be to that in a second. But, yeah, keep throwing in your favourites in. And if you've got favourite anything, if you've got an idea for a favourite something, put it in the RC chat room, and we'll discuss, as it were. Anyway, that's it for Fastbeat's Phone Mix for the moment. We'll be back after this short musical break. This is
Fastbeat
Phone Mix
on Radio Sega.
show again. Download it from tomorrow.
With unemployment poor and stuff, I'm sitting on the lab and staring at the ceiling. I'm despairing cause the future frightens me. Too much responsibility. I grab Game Boy nostalgically and plug my Tetris in. As soon as Tetris blocks cascade, my anxious thoughts begin to fade. My girlfriend left me recently, now she's a distant memory. Because I've got a long thin block, which very soon is going to dock beside a massive Tetris rock and make it disappear. My friend Joe's a Tetris skeptic, says it makes you epileptic, but he doesn't understand. It builds the muscles in your hand, and it improves coordination, puts you in a situation where you use imagination to stack loads of odd-shaped blocks.
Increases every time I feed him a Chaos Emerald. Together, we'll destroy Satan Square.
We can't really get away with this, can we?
No way, Tails.
It's up to us to get the emeralds before Eggman does, huh? Oh no, the Chaos Emerald.
Oh no, you don't.
Oh, jeez. Eggman. Oh no, the Chaos Emerald.
Like taking candy from a baby.
But the Chaos Emerald.
That's right, fool. You made it all too easy.
Knuckles, don't tell me Eggman tricked you again.
Me? What about you?
Way to go, Knucklehead.
Now, I have four lovely emeralds.
Man, no one ever cuts us any slack.
We did it.
Way to go, Tails.
Yeah! Sonic, wait up.
Amy, you must be kidding.
If you don't, we're just going to tag along anyway.
Oh, now what?
Look here. It's that cute couple sitting pretty. Let's go.
Amy. Wait. Oh, shoot. I lost Amy. I bet that robot hauled butt after her.
Ah! Sonic!
I'll cut him off at the Mystic Ruins.
Let him go, you hunk of junk! I mean it!
Hey, what's happening here? Shoot, I've lost her again. Stop!
Sonic, help me!
Hey, Sonic!
Ah!
late.
Master Birdie, a Chaos Emerald.
Gamma!
What is your wish, Master Robotnik?
Get rid of these pets.
Aye, aye, sir.
Stop it, Sonic. This robot is my friend. He helps me. Don't hurt him.
Okay. Whatever you say.
Hey, the ship is losing altitude.
I'll find that Eggman and put him out of commission. Oh, yes. Attack Sonic. Nah.
Sonic?
Just leave it to me. Now I have six of the Chaos Emeralds. You won't get away with this, you madman.
I will. No way. I can't believe this.
Stop. Come back here.
Until we meet again.
Sonic. I hate Eggman. Where's this?
Yeah.
Why? Why did this have to happen?
Where am I? This is really weird. Eggman, what's he doing here? Well, never mind. This time I'll get him good.
Well, if it isn't my pal, Sonic. I'm surprised you made it this far.
Hold it right there, Eggman.
Ooh, I hate that Sonic.
Yes, Eggman, learn his lesson. Yep. And maybe I'll take another vacation somewhere.
Sonic! Angel Island is falling again!
Who blew it this time?
Sonic, sorry. He stole my Chaos Emeralds, and Chaos is still alive.
What?
He's not gonna get away with this!
If he gets that last Chaos Emerald, we're done for.
What?
It's not a dream after all.
Get out of my way!
I won't obey!
Ready, men? Time! It's a monster!
No! I was on a snooze cruise, I guess.
Nothing's left already. Come! We gotta go after the last emerald. Look! It's a tornado, too!
No! He's got the last emerald!
Now what do we do?
Hey, are you alright?
I think so. No! Now he's filled with anger and sadness.
If I wasn't just dreaming, that monster is a real menace.
Eggman, you have defied your master, stupid goose. Now you must be destroyed at all costs.
I've had enough! Who do you think you are, anyway?
Oh, it's you, Chica.
Hey, Sonic!
Hey, guys, what's up?
Chaos only used the negative power of the emeralds. Sonic, you should be able to harness the real power.
As much as I hate to admit it, I think Tails is right about this. Go, Sonic! Yeah, Sonic! Sonic!
Sonic!
Chaos has changed again, this time for the better.
Thank you so much. All's well that ends well, right, Sonic?
I bet you weren't expecting this.
Hello, and welcome back. Game for the third and final part of this Sunday's Phone Mix. I'm Philosophy, and I'm joined by my motley crew of hosts here again. Gonic, Robochild, SJ, Spawn of Jack, and Dear Frank has had to go, unfortunately. But more on that next week, possibly. Anyway. Well, I should probably go over the tracks I've just played, because there's been a bit of controversy and a bit of applause in places, I think, from the tracks that we've actually got, really. Now, we just had Sonic Adventure in 4 Minutes from B-Man. B-Man is actually from Sonic Stadium, in case you're wondering. He composed that a while ago. I think it's an awesome little track that's been floating around on my PC for a while, so why not play it? Before that, we had Jun Sunu and Boss Masters of the Desert from Sonic Adventure 2. And before that, we had the Tetra song. Admittedly, it's not Sega, but I think that's a pretty awesome track, that one. If you listen to the lyrics of it, it's pretty funny. And that was actually from Adam and Joe, who made that. They were masters of comedy back from the early part of the 2000s. So, yeah. Before that, Daytona USA 2001, Circuit Pixel Mirror. And then we had, before that, Boss from Sonic Rivals 2, I believe it was. Gavi, it was on, it's just a very short track, that's all, it's 45 seconds. And before that, Shmoove Criminal from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker on the Mega Drive. So yes, we will stick to more Sega stuff next week, so keep your pants on, Mark. Just, you know, I think there's an awesome track here now, I might play it. But yeah, we'll try to stick to awesome Sega-ness in the future. So, yeah, I was talking about the Dreamcast, which is good. Got mine next door. That's my third Dreamcast, actually. But, yeah. Yeah, mixed opinion about the tracks, I gotta say that much.
Alright, we're the Boss Robo Show. It's only me,
Rain, Boss Robo Show as well. We'll try getting him back in. Alright, that just... Oh, he's gone, maybe.
Oh yeah, he's gone.
That's us.
I'll get him back in.
M-Tails, I've been talking all the time. You know, you should listen.
Yeah, talk amongst yourselves, you know. I'm going to bugger off, I'm going to go.
So, how was your day?
It was pretty good.
Well, that lasted long.
That was awesome.
So, yeah, I think that deserves a round of applause.
Leave me alone.
Yeah.
What if he has to go?
No.
Ah. Quote of I has to go.
I has to go in it. Okay, some other things I was going to talk about this evening as well. A couple of days ago, I had a little rant about Apple against Adobe. What's going on? Because it's nothing to do with Sega, really, but it's just about the web and how I think Apple are being left up plebs, not allowing Flash on their devices. I'm sure I'm about to get a load of abuse from Mark now in the chat room, but because he's much of an Apple lover. But I'm all for openness in the web, and Flash has been like that for ages, so I think that's awesome, the source. Anyway, if you want to have a rant, whether you think, you know, Flash is better than anything that Apple can throw out their way, then go to fastamia.net, scroll down a little bit and you'll see the post there, and feel free to post your comments on that, or bug them in the IRC room. Outside of that, I was actually using my iPhone, so I would plug Apple a little bit, but let's go for the Stocks default app that comes on it as well, and it's just looking at Sega's stocks as well, and so far they've been going up a little bit as well, really. I have no idea what things mean in Stockland, but a lot of people have been going down. Apple's, Google stocks have been going down. Who's has gone up? But Sega's gone up, actually. By about half a point or something like that. So that's always good. But I'll be keeping an eye on that and see how things do with Sega. Hopefully it'll be keep going up. Outside of that, we're slowly getting to that part of the summer. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, at the very least, anyway. So, that usually calls for in the community meetups and things like that. So there are a few things coming along. I have literally been working on Cert Coin 09 from last year, an arcade convention we went to last year. Both Radio Sega and Fox Media were there DJing. So there will be a video from that coming from our very own video channel, Sega Sonic TV, soon. So keep them peeled for that. But the thing is, I don't think there's going to be an Insert Coin 2010, unfortunately, which is a real shame because that was an awesome event and it went really well, so I have no idea why it's not coming back, but yeah, I think we should have Insert Coin again because that was pretty good.
I think it's because of money problems, that person again, because session and everything. And not only that, also the whole volcanic ash thing, that was just kicker, really. The additional kicker.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem with Insert Coin is that you're bringing over like about 100 arcade cabinets, and the logistics of moving it.
It was about nearly 10 times that people coming in.
So yeah, but I got some good snippets on there. If you like Sega Mark making a prat of himself, you'll want to look at this Insert Coin video I've got. he dug his own grave on that one. I'm afraid he did. Aside from that, we obviously have Summer of Sonic 2010 coming up, but no new info on that, so we'll come back to that when we have something to talk about. I think Gavi's been talking about having a meetup later on in the year. I can't remember the name of the convention. Gavi, remind me of what convention
you're going to be at.
Eurogamer, that's the one. Haha, beat Gavi to it.
I can remember, it's Eurogamer.
Yeah, Eurogamer's in October this year, so it's a bit later on in the year. But planning a sort of early preparations, and then obviously the sooner we plan things the better, but for Radio Sega peeps and alike to meet up there and do bits and pieces. Lovely if we could DJ that, but I doubt that. Be sweet as, but yeah. Well, I think we should definitely do more meetups because, you know, I've been to quite a lot of them over the years now, so, and they're always great fun to go to. Even better if you're not working at them. But I would encourage everyone to put a bit of money aside, if you can, and in your own UK, because that seems to be where the majority of the meetups happen, to get your ass over there to a meetup, because meeting up people online is pretty fun, and everyone in our community of Radio Sega, Fast Media, and the Sega Sonic community, pretty good over there. You're not going to have any dodge hair people, which means probably defined as dodgy, I suppose. But it's all good in the hood, effectively. So there we go. Yeah, Gavin just posted a link, expo.eurogamer.net, have a look at that, and it's Earl's Court, and over. So yeah, have a look into that. Hopefully, I like to think we're going to have a bit of more control over Summer Sonic this year. I bet the organisers are listening to this. And I say control, a bit more input, because it's always heavily weighted towards Sonic Stadium, stuff like that, fair enough. But I mean, you know, let's have some more people have their say, because I was looking at the footage from last year, and I think there's so much more we can do to make it more interesting. Unfortunately, I thought Benny Jones was plugging himself a bit too much there. As much as some people in the community love Benny Jones, I'm afraid Richard Jakes and TJ Davis just, you know, kicked Benny Jones' ass the previous year as far as live performances went. And we should also have more tournaments and things like that. That wasn't there last year. So there's a lot of improvements we can make, I think, really. But again, we'll come back to that because we need to have more info. But anything you want to see on Summer Sonic, let us know. You're on Fast Media or RadioSega.net. We both have forums there and so forth. Many ways to put your ideas across and let us know what you think. And we're the people in the community who can do something about it. So, yeah. Save Mark says, I may make SOS this year, Summer Sonic. You will. I'll drag you by your bloody heels and knock you unconscious if I have to, because you keep missing them. This feeling
of
sort of...
what was it? If I remember, football matches, I think it was. I think that's a common excuse.
How do you choose football over Sonic? Seriously.
I don't know. Something wrong with his head.
Maybe he was just drunk.
Problem is, the way I look at it, you don't get to go to this event once a year. Football, you can see a lot of, pretty much all year. Might be a certain game, but you know, this is a unique event by comparison, I would say. So yeah, definitely worth going to, really.
Well, I've put money aside for Summer Sonic this year.
Yeah, put the money aside because it's definitely worth doing. So that's everyone, really. Yeah. We'll even wear Radio Sega t-shirts, Fast Media t-shirts, and maybe a different type of t-shirt. There might be a special t-shirt which is going to appear, so we'll come back to that when we have more news on that as well.
just don't turn up naked, you'll get kicked out.
Except for the guy who was in the Sonic suit. I mean, the Sonic person. Damn, I revealed that secret a bit too quickly, didn't I? Oh no, Sonic's not real! I'm actually just in a costume. Because I know who it is in the costume, but I'm not going to say because that ruins it, so... But yeah, okay, we're going to close up in a minute, so only last request to get them in now so I can put them into the playlist. But, we've already got them. What are you laughing at? Come on, share with us.
Why should I share?
Yeah, you joined my show, man.
Well, I have a Sonic suit. I should go to SOS in it, but Scott doesn't want me to, so I'm just going normally dressed.
I've got Sonic ears. I ripped his ears off his head and they're on mine now.
But I'm better than you. I have the whole costume, so yeah.
Name
it.
Yeah. I don't care, to be honest. when you wear a Sonic costume, kind of hinders your ability to DJ, to be honest.
And look.
It would look pretty cool though, sort of DJing, you know. But I don't know. We'll have to see what happens, of course, again, anyway. Passion t-shirt. MTL's wearing a Passion t-shirt, which I can only assume is referring to Metropolis Street Racer's Passion track. So God knows what will be on the t-shirt.
Exactly.
If there's an issue for Sega porn, there it is. Because that is some pretty much the most pornographic music track in one of the games I think ever heard, so...
That's probably worse.
Okay, right, well, it seems as though everyone has not wanted to put a request in. Okay. What a shame. Well, you can get back to using the Radio Sega requests system after we finish up. And we will let you carry on from there. I think we'll round it up for this week, so that's all about good. I tell you what, we'll play Sounds Like Sega once more, because I did promise I will play that. So just once more, we'll have Sounds Like Sega on, so here it is. We'll be right back. So yeah, that sounds like Sega again. And don't be afraid to request any Sounds Like Sega tracks. We've already had a couple which have come in this week, so get on it quickly to make sure you have your track played next week if you think it sounds like Sega. If you've got a reason for why you think it sounds like Sega as well, that would be helpful as well, because like I said, I explained earlier why I think the tracks we've played sound like Sega, because they're a boss battle, or they sound like they should be from a particular Sega game. So yeah, we're now filled up from requests, so no more requests this week, unfortunately. You'll have to play them from Radio Sega's playlist, so we've got a few coming up now. So yeah, we've got Mr. Stream. He does have a lot of his remixes on in the last few episodes. This is probably the last time I'm going to play it from a request point of view, unless it happens to come as my playlist. Outside of that, the Mad World soundtrack is now on Faster Media if you want to download it. So head over to fastermedia.com/downloads, and you can download the entire Mad World soundtrack. It's 20 tracks. We'll also be having Sonic Chronicles and my dear friend Rally as well. So I think that's it from this week's Fast Fleet's Phone Mix. We'll be seeing you again next week for episode 5. At the usual time, Sunday, 9 p.m. UK time on Radio Sega. But yeah, any last words, guys? Not in that sense, but
forgetting about three things here. Main thing, Hag of the Week.
Yeah, I just like tell you what.
You know who the Hag of the Week is this week?
Me,
because no one's really done it this week, really, and somebody got annoyed at me, so I self-proclaim myself the Hag of the Week this week.
Yeah. Don't you wanna be the
hag? Yes, you do. Yeah, this week is self-hag.
Also, a plug, perhaps? A plug
for what? Go on, you can speak on the air too, you know, crack on.
Simon Jack, you've got something to plug?
Yes, I do. I'm looking to do a show on Radio Sega here pretty soon. I think I have a name for it, Sega Cyclone. Let me know what you guys think. And I'll be making an announcement soon of when I will be having the show. And I am in the U.S., so if I could hear from some people what would be a good time zone, I mean, what would be a good time for me to do the show. And I just want to let you guys know to look forward to that soon.
Excellent, good. So yeah, we've got a new show coming to Radio Sega as well.
Also, I am thinking of doing a show as well. I've only got some ideas at the minute. I'm thinking of a 3-hour show that has requests from Radio Sega themselves, but it'll be split into segmented into genres like shoot 'em ups, light gun shoot 'em ups, racing games, so on and so on. And also, I'll be playing, I believe, possibly some songs that not even let's Sega games that are not on the Radio Sega list at the minute.
So yeah.
But I haven't even got.
Yeah. Well, you work on that. We'll come back to that, and maybe more news from that next week as well. Really.
Yeah. The only problem is there's only 2 weeks until Bank Holiday Monday.
Cool.
And it's not looking good for me.
Well, you need to get cracking off the show then, mate. I'm gonna have to disagree with Shadid, because he said that was Hag of the Week twice. Technically, he said Trial and Today. Trial doesn't have Hag of the Week, it's a unique feature to the phone mix, and there wasn't a show that week, so only once so far. I will actually say that leaderboards for the Hag and other bits and pieces like Sounds Like Sega are in the Fast Fleet Media forums, fastfleetmedia.net/forums. So join up there and have a look, because there's much more info about the phone mix there as well now. We've actually made a proper official thread for it now, so have a look there. But keep an eye on the sites. We'll be doing plenty of stuff, really, with more shows and things coming up on Radio Sega as well. Things that are going to pick up a notch now, so yeah. And finally, shout out to Cool Chow, because it's his birthday today. Someone reminded me that earlier, so yeah, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Cool Chow.
Happy birthday.
Cool Chow.
Okay, look. Right, so we'll round off there, because we're really starting to overrun the time slot just a little bit. We'll round it up for the moment. We'll be seeing you again next week at 9 p.m. UK time. So it's goodbye from me, Fast Week, and goodbye from my co-hosts.
Bye.
Goodbye.
See you next week. Bye-bye.
to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
push. Your body's falling off, but it's reverse push. When it's running up like a long road, stay shit, goodbye, you put a lamp post. Snap in the head, then you stack it to the dead. Fall to the river, pick up the red. Any last words before I stop your breath? Let's watch, everybody watch you die.
Radio Sega.